Hey, what up, friends and family? It's your girl, Flo, and you are now tuning in to a new episode of the Flo Experience. Thank you so much for just hanging in there with me. I know a lot of y'all are supporting me. A lot of y'all are new to the Flo Experience. I've gotten some nice little comments on Instagram from people that I've invited to take a peek at what I've created here on this platform, and it's all love. I'm so thankful just to, you know, be able to be creative and in a space of creativity is very important for me personally, because it removes the monotony of everyday living, everyday life, which if you wallow in that, you'll find yourself lost. You'll forget who you are. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff that can come along. We're just staying in one space that doesn't help you to be creative and to grow. But, you know, life still happens. Life, you know, doesn't give you any excuses. It just is what it is. And we have to take, you know, what we get and keep going. Staying prayed up, staying faithful, staying spiritual. And being strong, you know, sometimes you just gotta go through, you gotta go through it to get to it, basically. Which is leading me to my purpose for today's, episode and future episodes to come. I think I'm gonna go ahead and start publishing recordings entitled Journey. And this is kind of a kickoff of that. There will be several to come, not just of me, but I'd like to talk to interesting people that I feel not only inspire me, but are inspiring, and have them to come here to the Flo Experience and share what journey is to them, what their journey has been to them and for them. And whether or not they've been able to find purpose in the direction that their lives have gone in, what they've learned, because we all are in this big ass classroom called life, consistently learning, consistently changing, consistently, getting information. There's so much more information out here that, you know, I never thought that we would be in this day and age, you know, coming from the generation that I come from. And so with that, I'm gonna definitely want to express and share with y'all my journey, hence the Flo Experience. My life's experience is all one big trip. In my mind, it's like I started at point A and I'm moving into point B, and from there into point C. It's like a train ride in my mind. That's kind of how I conceptualize everything that I've gone through. And along the way, there have been stops that I've made that for me have helped me to decide where I'm going next. And sometimes I didn't decide. It was just, you know, where I ended up because of where I was, you know, if that makes any sense. And I kind of look at the term journey. And for me, it embodies so much more than just your physical transition. For me, it's spiritual also, because as you move through life and you realize what you knew before prepared you for what you know now, that's when you become a little bit more in tune spiritually also. You learn a lot based on trials and tribulations. you learn that if you don't focus within a little bit more, that you can't move forward. And so you have to have that spiritual connection within yourself to understand that what you're doing and what you are experiencing is your divine order. It is not, you know, by mistake. I've always, and especially here in recent times, I've always stated that everything happens exactly when it's supposed to, because I believe in the divine order. I believe that your journey has already been mapped out, and you are moving through this life in such a way that it's giving you time, which some of us take for granted. So let's focus that on that. But it's giving you time to realize your situation so that you can learn from it. And sometimes learning from it means you got to go inside of yourself to realize that your surroundings or where you are at that moment is either going to be for you or against you. It's either going to help you or it's going to hinder you. It's either going to make you or it's going to break you. Now you can stay broke, you can stay down, or you can get up and you can learn from it and you can move on to the next point in your journey. Which I think that's the whole purpose. I really feel like, you know, in my head, I'm going on and on and on about self-doubt, or I will loathe on the fact that I am not, quote unquote, in my head, okay, removing spirit, removing divinity, removing God, all of that out of the way, and just looking myself in the mirror at my outer layer, at my shell, and saying, I am not where I want to be at this time in my life. I am not doing what I think I should be doing. But on the contrary, you know, let's just be real. Everything is not up to us. Sometimes we are put in situations to wake us up to realize that we are not in control. You don't get to choose and decide everything that you think you want for yourself. You are given options and you can choose. But unless you internally and spiritually understand who you are, you're not going to choose the right direction. And so here come those life lessons to let you know that wasn't it. So what the divine is going to do is going to lay it out for you one more time and it's going to show you again. But before it does that, it's going to break you down. It's going to pull you back down to earth. It's going to allow you the opportunity to see it from another point of view. But you're going to have to go through some stuff in order to get to that. If you are fortunate enough to continue to wake up every morning. See, so to me, journey, the word in itself, is not just about the physical movement into different spaces, into different areas, into different locations, you know, into different groups of people or whatever. It ain't just that. It's more about, you know, how are you connecting spiritually in order to divinely get to the next level? Because you only want to do that if it is blessed and ordained. If it doesn't have that connection, you're not going to truly encompass what your purpose is. Your purpose comes from you understanding who you are spiritually. You know, they say, if you're not doing what you're good at, then you're not actually doing what you were called to do. And that may be true. And a lot of us get into what we're good at. You know, you might be cold with some bars. You might be able to write really good songs. You might be able, you know, an excellent author. You might be able, a dope producer and or a dope artist or a painter or a cook. You might have all of these perfect attributes that make you great. But what are you doing with that stuff, though? It's not enough just to do what you're good at, right? You got to know what your actual purpose is for being able to do what you can do and do it in a way that it serves not just yourself, not just your ego, not just to prove yourself on Instagram, not just to prove to your friends on Facebook, look at me, you know, which, let's just be honest, you know, social media is probably one of the most narcissistic platforms ever, period. You know, I follow some people on there and I mean, you know, and this is no judgment at all. People do what they want to do. Everybody is just, you know, in these day and ages, I would say, living their truth and doing what they feel good about. And that's cool. But some of the selfie game is just out of control. That's just my opinion, you know. But how are you reaching out to people with your gift? You know, your gift is what you're good at. What are you doing with that? And so that is also a part of your journey. It's a part of your growth. And hopefully you learn from it. You don't just teach other people, but you learn from it. You get something out of it. Because if you ain't learning from what it is that the time and the energy that you put into something, if you're not learning from it, it don't matter if you're good at it. You know, it's really being wasted. You know, it has to be able to serve, because I believe that's what we're here for. And it's funny, I'm probably going to jump weird on y'all a little bit, but if you ever look at the life cycle of a butterfly, right? It goes through the process called metamorphosis, which is Greek, that means transformation or change in shape, right? So let's just look at it. Okay, first, it's stated that there are four stages. Of course, the egg is laid, and then from the egg, it goes into being a caterpillar. Now, the caterpillar does nothing but eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. They have one job. That's it. Okay? From the egg into the caterpillar. That's what it's meant to do. And it's meant to do all of that in order to store that food and that nourishment from that food, in order to serve its lifespan as an adult, right? That's true. That's for real. That's its entire purpose. I swear to God, I can't make this shit up. All right. And so then it goes from the caterpillar into what they call the transition stage, a pupa. And it says when the caterpillar is full grown and stops eating, it becomes a pupa. The pupa of butterflies is also called a chrysalis. All right. And so it says that, you know, this stage can last for weeks or a month or even longer, but it basically goes into the cocoon and it remains in a cocooned state for however long it needs to until it develops into the adult, which is the beautiful butterfly. And that amazes me. Because sometimes that's what life would do to us. We are born, we live, we go through all of these crazy, weird trips, And then every now and then, or sometimes in one big, you know, swoop, God will shut your ass down and put you in this tight woven space, your cocoon, because he needs your attention. He needs you to continue to develop in the way in which that he has designed you to be before he allows you to truly and fully grow the hell up. I swear to God, I don't even know why I associate the life cycle of a butterfly with what I feel my journey has been. But I said from day one, when I left Indianapolis and I moved down here to Atlanta, we went through so many crazy trips, you know, peaks and valleys, ups and downs. I said, I swear on my life, God took everything and stripped us all the way down, humbled the shit out of us, still humbling us. You know, you all know exactly what my life has been in recent times, in recent months or whatever. But that's the purpose, is to bring you down enough to get you to understand that you are not fully, completely where you need to be. And sometimes that is a part of your journey. And while you are in that cocooned state, you need to be spiritually working on yourself, getting inside and figuring out, okay, it's time for stillness, it's time for silence, it's time for reflection, it's time to start letting folks go, it's time to stop, like my last segment, it's time to stop making faulty deposits. It's time. I'm serious, y'all. You gotta know that everything ain't meant to be forever. Everybody ain't meant to be forever. Those are choices that we make on our own. That ain't got nothing to do with your divine order, with your true journey, and who you are spiritually. I did post some good news about, you know, a new opportunity that I've been blessed to have. And I'm not going to talk much about it because I'm still kind of in a cocoon state. yes, I was successful. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. It is what I needed when I needed it, because I'm telling you now, what nothing else knocking on my door, what nothing else falling into play, this came along. And so obviously, you know, you do what you got to do. But that's just the beginning. Like, I have a lot of other things that are ahead of me that God has revealed. And I feel like where I am now is definitely going to prepare me for my true purpose, where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my vehicle to get to the next point. Maybe it's point C. I don't know. You can label it. It don't matter. It really don't matter how you label it. But I know that my train doesn't stop here. Okay? So that's why I'm going to try to open up a little bit more about the term journey, because folks use that a lot. And I am still trying to understand or get an understanding from different points of view what that truly means to people. You know, what is that for you? I'm kind of figuring out what it is for me. I think, like I just said, it's more of a spiritual thing. And that's just something that I feel is, you know, a revelation that I'm getting out of these most recent experiences. I would like to talk to other people that can, are willing to share where they are, where they've been, and get them to express a true, their true understanding if they have it, and provide some clarity onto what this journey has meant to them. And then, you know, a lot of times too, being able to tap into that and understanding it and realizing it, and then putting some action behind what you're supposed to be doing, that shit takes some courage. It's not, you know, easy for people to just wake up and spring into action, especially when you have been in, you know, held down by a lot of different negative reinforcements that in some ways you don't even realize wasn't good for you. It felt good. Or maybe, you know, it was appealing or whatever it was, but that wasn't for you. So it takes a lot of people some time to realize, okay, everything that glitter ain't gold, everything that feel good ain't good for you, right? You know, and you know, to make certain changes in your life when you've been used to a certain way of life, when you've been put in a situation that you thought was supposed to be for you, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to say, I got to pull back and get out of this and move on. You know, it ain't easy for everybody to do that. That's why I don't like to judge people. You know, we see sometimes where obviously you need to do something about your situation, but who are we to decide when that person is supposed to do that? You know, nobody's journey belongs to you. Yours only belongs to you. So you can only manage your shit. So, like I said, I'm not going to, you know, get into a lot of it tonight, but I will say this. This is the beginning of, I don't know, a beautiful thing. I just want to, you know, I want to invite people. I want to invite you, whoever you are who's listening. If you want to, you know, get on here and talk about, you know, where you've been throughout your life, what you've learned, where you foresee yourself. And if you've actually tapped into yourself spiritually in order to understand what your purpose is. A lot of us don't know. Let's be honest. You know, because again, you being good at something don't mean that you're doing right by it. Or that don't mean that that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So it's just a, you know, a conversation that can be ongoing. We will entitle those particular episodes Journey. This is part one. And I'm just kind of like opening it up so that you guys can understand my point of view a little bit. I'm certain, add to it as time goes on, because, you know, life is continuous. And, you know, my friends that I invite in to speak on, you know, their understanding of what life's journey is all about can definitely expound on, you know, my point of view, or, you know, my statements, or they can, you know, disagree and maybe I'll learn something. You just never know. But my platform is open to all of my friends who join me here on the Flow Experience. I want to take some time to just give a couple shout outs to my children who are just solid. You know, I couldn't have asked for two better human beings to be in my life. To my mother, who has done a phenomenal job with helping us out. And also to my husband, who I am, you know, holding it down for, if you want to, you know, put it in that way. But even from a distance, he is still my biggest cheerleader. Even when, you know, what I'm doing has absolutely nothing to do with him, he is still my biggest encourager, you know. And he's definitely still, from where he is, able to provide the best way that he can, when he can. So shout out to you. I love you. And I love all y'all. And this is Thanksgiving. So, you know, we don't traditionally get into, you know, the whole, you know, Thanksgiving ideology. You know, we know we were sold some bullshit, but Regardless, black folk, we get together and we celebrate each other. That's what it's about for us. So take a time to give thanks, be thankful, reflect, eat well, live well, love each other, and love your journey. Respect the process. I love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. And I look forward to talking to each and every last one of you. I'm always open to have a conversation. Peace. It's your girl Flo. Loving me, loving you. I'm out.